Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
You sound so defeated.
You know, I'm trying to look through these while we're talking about them, you know, and it's not.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. I understand.
We are gonna have bad stories.
Yeah, but see, I don't mind bad stories, but this isn't even a story. This is like little pieces of things that fell off the crumbs of somebody else's plate that somebody put together to make a dinner.
Yeah, okay. This is like little kids telling, you know, when a little kid tells you a story, it's like 18 stories in one because they have no sense of direction.
Linear, yeah.
So it's somehow, you know,
so
this squirrel that was in this tree is connected to that dog that ran over there because that's how that child story plays together.
Yeah. And see, what I want is more like, you know, this squirrel tries to bury its nut and causes the ice age.
There's like four or five movies about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the first two make sense. Oh.
You're not wrong. The rest of it. What was I listening to? There was a podcast I was listening to where Scrat is going into the future while the rest of the group is like reversing in time.
Okay.
And they had a legit reason. I can't remember what it was, but it was one of those things where like all the group of the Ice Age characters just keeps going backwards because they like either they find more creatures or like they find dinosaurs or like humans no longer exist.
Yeah.
Like they were there and then it looked like at the very end of the movie, the humans were going to be taking over basically. And then they're never seen again.
Yep.
So like it was a satire.
Yeah.
Take on it, sure, but kind of made you think, like, holy shit, maybe they're right. Anyway.
Anywho.
Back to this boring
story. So, we've got Mar-Vell being captured by metal men.
These are tambourine guys. Tambor's followers.
These are Tambor's reens.
They look like... I mean, with the little things on top of their mask, they look like fucking bugs.
Yeah. Like, this makes me think of, like, futuristic Egyptian, like, scarab type of...
It's not good.
No, it's... Yeah, it is.
But what... I'm going to do my best to try to get through this in somewhat non...
judgmental way?
Yeah, try to. It's going to be hard.
So
what ends up happening here is one of the head guy, I guess, knows about Mar-Vell's plan to destroy Tambor, and it's like, oh, so you want to be close to Tambor? Okay, fine. And they have him captured. They're like, but they let him go because Tambor's presence or the thing that is there
is magnetic to him.
Yeah, it's pulling him in.
And then as it pulls him in, he does a somersault and kicks the shit out
of it. Well, the Force So Great can't concentrate to use teleportation powers. Must reach Jet Belt Firing Stud, which, whatever. Or I'll be flattened on the idol's magnetized bulwarks. Like an Earthian bug on a car windshield. Because apparently it was pulling him in fast enough.
So fast they would smush him.
Yeah. So he saw that there was at the very base of the idol, which how he was able to get down that far, I don't, whatever. There was an entrance. There was like an entrance that he's like, if I can maneuver and somersault kick into it, then maybe I can get through and I'll be fine. And he does because Captain Mar-Vell.
I think it would have ended better if he just splatted on the side.
I kind of think so too. So he gets in there and he sees the mechanisms at work and he realizes that, you know, this was, what was it? this was made to destroy the planet, like intentionally made. So he's like, I will try and stop this. But before he can actually do anything with it, Ronan the Accuser shows up. And for everybody who knows who Ronan is, he was in Guardians. He was also in the Captain Marvel movie. Wasn't in the Captain Marvel movie very much, but he was there. He is there to basically stop... Well, he's the Accuser, so he can actually kill... He's got the power from the Supreme Intelligence himself to take care of any problems. So he's going to go and kill Captain Marvel. But doesn't. Like, Marvel outsmarts him or something. It's bad. It's... Especially this part.
Well...
Ronan is shooting
lasers out of his hammer.
Yeah, his hammer is able to shoot some power dampeners or something out of it.
It looks like it's shooting like magma into the
right
liquid hot magma.
He does end up hitting Marvel, which
isn't hard to do because Marvel sucks.
but he kind of starts to drain his power. Well, Marvel knows that he has to destroy the generator chamber. And he keeps trying to plead to Ronan that if he doesn't destroy it, the planet and all the planets will die. But Ronan's like, no, shut up, liar, traitor, blah, blah, blah.
Ronan's like, I'm trying to suck you. Leave me alone.
So Marvel decides to throw his battle helmet because, what does it say? There's a self-destruct mechanism in his helmet. It's a standard for all Kree equipment in case of capture.
I mean, that's a good way to not tell anybody anything is to blow your own head up.
Sure.
I'm not telling you nothing. Bloosh. And could you imagine, could you imagine being in interrogation and the head just explodes out the front of the helmet, like all over you?
Okay, I got something to talk to you about. We'll go with this.
You're just like, yeah, that person would probably wipe their face and be like, I'm not interrogating them anymore. This is you guys.
The helmet does blow up the chamber and saves everybody. Like, the whole Tambor idol gets destroyed. Okay, cool. Good job. Ronan is still alive because Ronan the Accuser. Why not?
And Marvel is sitting there on the ground like a little bitch.
Yep. We do take a quick jaunt back to Earth, where Carol is, after being hospitalized, after the deal with the manslayer.
That's a pretty nice hospital gown she's got there.
I'm pretty sure that was just a normal gown, which is even... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Why did they dress her in that? Because she was wearing,
She was wearing a different... She was wearing a dress, but...
I thought she was wearing, like, a business, like, skirt and... I don't know. Anyways.
It's not that important.
Yeah.
You know why it's not that important?
Because it's the only two spots there. Oh.
Well... That too.
Because now she's in a red dress.
Jacket.
Oh.
I think. Yeah. Anyway, she wakes up and realizes that she has to go, subconsciously has to go help Captain Marvel, even though she has no idea where he's at. So she gets out of the hospital, eludes some reporters, and ultimately gets captured by
Yon Rogg.
By Yon Rogg.
Yeah. By Jude Law.
By Jude Law. There we go. Actually, looks a little like Jude Law in that picture. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, but a little bit more than he did in the last one.
Yeah. He's got more hair. which is funny because he's in a just normal car and he's in like in the back. Like he's being chauffeured around.
And he's got a trench coat on over top of his uniform.
Even though you can still see his suit. But he says to Carol that I'm your only way to survive that mob. I'm an acquaintance of Captain Marvel. We should go find him. And my name is Yon Rogg, blah, blah, blah. We'll see what happens with next issue with that thing. But as we go back to Captain Marvel and Ronan, and Ronan mentions that, you know, he was able to save Marvel because he, like, his own little personal force field. But before he can actually kill Marvel,
Can I stop you before you
go ahead?
Okay, so in this bubble right here, you've got Marvel talking.
Yep.
Out loud,
yes.
Ronan levels his weapon at me. Without my battle helmet, its beam will slay me instantly. You smile as though this were not solemn duty, but Parabarus pleasure, or barbarous. But my thing is, Ronan levels his weapon at me. He's saying this out loud to Ronan.
There,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that should have that. If it was a thought bubble, it would make sense.
Well, so I think even in like the next issue, there's a time where he's having a thought bubble, speaks the next part, and then thought bubble the very end of it. Dude, like,
how do I tell them that because of the freeze unthawing process, I have no inner monologue?
That movie does not hold up.
No, it doesn't. But it's still better than this.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so anyways, we've got...
okay, this is the Super Sentry. He is a... not an acquaintance. He is a being that the Supreme Intelligence uses when he needs to go collect things, basically.
And the Supreme Intelligence is...
The Supreme Intelligence. I don't know how to describe the motherfucker. He's like the leader of the Kree. I don't know who the fuck he is.
That's, I was just throwing that out there. That, you know, like,
look, if they've seen the movie, okay, they know who Supreme Intelligence is.
But what if they've never even heard about this? What if this is? What if we are their first toe dipping?
I am into... so sorry. We are doing a terrible job.
All right, but anyway, so he gets his pew pew hammer laser and blasts him in the dick. No, it's right in his. It's in his mecha dick.
But then it like backfires and destroys Ronan.
Well, destroys.
I mean, yeah, air quotes there. So then the Sentry takes Mar-Vell and he's like, "Well, we need to go to the Hall of Judgment.
You're my child now. I must carry you."
you're asking all these questions. We need to go. The answers are at the Hall of Judgment. So let's go. So Mar-Vell thinks that because he was accused of being a traitor on the Kree worlds, he's going to be brought before the Supreme Intelligence and basically put on trial. When in actuality, what ends up happening is that there's this other being, Zarek, the Imperial Minister, who has been playing Mar-Vell all along. He actually, he's a traitor to the Kree, and he tricked Mar-Vell into thinking he was talking to Zo.
Yeah, he was playing him.
Yes. There was a whole plot between Zarek, Ronan, and I believe Yon Rogg as well, where, what'd they say? There was something, Zarek and Ronan are blue Kree. Yes. Whereas Mar-Vell and a lot of the other Kree are, yes, white Kree. He says that over the time, the blue Kree have basically become the minority. He wants to... Basically,
he was trying to wipe out.
He was trying to frame Mar-Vell for destroying some Kree stuff, which in turn would discredit the Supreme Intelligence, so that Zarek could step in and become the Supreme Intelligence. Obviously, it didn't work.
Yeah,
this is going on. He's basically being interrogated by Supreme Intelligence. He's on trial, and as he is trying to say, like, yeah, fuck you, fuck all the white Krees, fuck all the Supreme Intelligence, Ronan the Accuser pops up, because he's still alive, because he tricked the Sentry, which is a robot,
into thinking he was dead.
And then there's some bad bubble...
dialogue.
Well, there's bad bubble placement, because Zarek is talking, but it's actually coming out of... I suppose it should have been coming out of Ronan.
Yeah.
They end up dropping this Negatron sphere in the middle of this, courtroom, the Hall of Judgment. And then they disappear, and this Negatron sphere is going to blow up everything. Well, the Supreme Intelligence is like, yeah, we're protected against that, but good job, you, Mar-Vell, for jumping in and trying to stop the bomb.
And bye.
Well, no, not yet. And because Yon Rogg is part of the plan, part of this plot, the Supreme Intelligence is like, all right, well, you're not a traitor, Mar-Vell. Good job. But Yon Rogg is. And instead of sending somebody to go kill him, we're just going to blow up the whole planet that he's on. And he's currently on Earth.
Yeah.
And Mar-Vell's like, no, you can't do that. I like Earth. Please don't. Even though Supreme Intelligence is like, I have spoken. This is going to happen. But maybe it doesn't have to happen. Even though I've just spoken, then it should be law. So why don't we just give you all this power now? And changes Captain Marvel into the classic...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And he's got the... He looks like a douche, actually.
This version, yes. Well, this picture, yes.
Yeah.
And this is the one... This is more closer to...
what Captain Marvel's costume looks like in the movie.
Yeah. With the star and the blue and the red. It,
yeah.
I like this costume better.
No, I do too. But I'm just saying, like, this picture right here, he looks like... You know,
a jock douche.
Yeah,
yeah. So Supreme Intelligence basically takes back what he said. He's like, okay, you get one chance to go take care of Yon-Rogg. Go ahead. And so Marvel flies off, but before he can really go anywhere,
he gets sucked into the negative zone.
Yeah. So that Negatron bomb that went off fucked with his atoms, and he got sent to the negative zone. So, yeah, he got royally fucked.
Yeah.
And that's how we end this issue.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain Marvel story.